Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Monday, February 13th, 2017. With me today, I have John Martellaro. How are you, John?
Good. Good morning.
Good morning. And from the MacCast, Adam Christensen. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. I'm glad you're both here. And I'm glad we have two sponsors today. We have GoDaddy and Blue Apron. We'll talk about them in a bit. But we have a lot to talk about, so we kind of need to jump in. And we're going to jump right into Apple Pay. So here's the deal. We know that Apple is clashing with banks in Australia. There's only one bank that's on board in the country, and the others are fighting to get Apple to open up Apple Pay, or at least open up the NFC technology in our iPhones so that they can do their own payment wallet thing. And then we have a situation which was kind of highlighted here in the United States over the weekend, with Target telling some people, hey, we're going to be doing Apple Pay in our stores soon, and then shortly after that saying, yeah, no, actually, that's not happening. So we have this growing Apple Pay thing in the United States, but we still have big retailers like Target and Walmart that aren't on board. And I think we kind of need to explore that today.
Yeah, this was something that I've been thinking about quite a bit. I mean, Apple Pay as an experience has been great for me. Apple Pay from Apple's perspective has been hugely successful. I think, you know, transactions up something like 500% year over year, I think was what they talked about at the last quarterly results. They were doing great with the banks in the U.S. And even mostly internationally, if we leave the whole Australia thing out of it. But a constant thing that I guess I'm struggling with Apple Pay is I feel like Apple, at the retail end of things, they've got the experience down, but they haven't really done a lot to get the retailers to promote it when you go in, or to sort of, I think, educate or get people outside of just technical people like myself who know how to use Apple Pay and know what it is. It just feels like they're not really pushing it on the retail side. And the whole thing with Target not supporting it and it not being at, you know, huge retailers like Walmart, to me just feels like Apple's missing an opportunity, I guess. And I don't know how they solve the problem, because it's a complex problem. And I guess that's kind of what we were talking about, right?
Yeah, it is a complex problem. I mean, with a retailer like Walmart, I'm not sure what Apple could do and still feel comfortable about their own service to cater to Walmart. Because companies like Walmart, I mean, they want all the data. They want to have total control over that. And Apple's all about privacy and security with our transactions.
I think it's about scaling. You know, if you have a small company that's a relatively small company, they'll trade off the customer loyalty and the convenience and the security against what little they can gather on customer data. But when you have a giant company like Target or Walmart, any sufficiently large company has the financial resources to say, we've got a lot to gain by collecting all this customer information, and there's no amount of convincing that Apple can give us that we should go their way instead of our way. That's, as Adam said, that's kind of a hard sell for these big companies. I think maybe I have to get used to the idea that these giant retailers are going to go their own way. But, you know, the other thing I've noticed is that there hasn't been a whole lot of progression in my part of the town. Years ago, I started with Walgreens and Sprouts and Whole Foods, and lately there's been Best Buy and Staples, but I haven't seen a lot of progression in the places I go to. I've seen fairly steady progression in chip cards. There's very few places now I go where I have to swipe. But I wish Apple could make some more headway in the middle-sized companies that can see the advantages of it, but I don't think there's any hope for Target and Walmart.
I can see Target before Walmart. But Target's already offering Apple Pay through their website, as I recall. Or is that Best Buy?
No, Target does, and it's really confusing. And this is part of the thing that frustrates me about the experience and the whole thing at retail is this sort of confusion. It's like you go on the Target app, and Apple Pay is right there front and center and promoted, yet you go into the retail store, and it doesn't work. And I think, I'm trying to remember way back when, I think I tried doing an in-app purchase using Apple Pay at a retail and discovered that it's really web only. So if you try and do in-store pickup with Apple Pay, I don't believe that works inside the app either. Like it will lock that out as an option if you choose in-store pickup, because they equate that to basically the equivalent as walking into the store and sort of swiping your card or doing that sort of thing. But, you know, and then you have like huge retailers like CVS who have started to accept it some places sometimes, but you don't really know. And I guess that's what I'm sort of responding to right now and feeling like Apple sort of dropped the ball when it comes to really promoting Apple Pay at the register. It's that register experience. It's that sort of last mile experience, whatever we want to call it, that I'm sort of thinking, gosh, Apple, you've got all this cash on hand. Isn't there something more you can do? Or, you know, as we were talking about earlier, it's probably a more complex problem about you have a big retailer and they want to do business in a certain way. And the whole experience that Apple set up at retail for that side of things, for the business side of things, just doesn't fit with what they want to do, obviously, right? So how do you get past that, or can Apple get past that, I guess, is the thing that I'm struggling with.
My question is how committed Apple is to Apple Pay in terms of a global success. I mean, is it sort of a tiptoe into the water thing where they'd like to do well, mm-hmm. or are they wholly all in? And if they're all in, they may have to do things like offset costs and say, well, look, we know that you want to collect customer data, but customers don't like their data being collected. And when they find out about it, they get very irritated. But the reason you collect customer data is only one reason, and that is so you can make money. Well, tell you what, we're going to show you how you can make money working with us instead of stealing your customer data. And that requires a big financial commitment on the part of Apple. But they've got the money, and it's just a question in my mind of whether they want to let Apple Pay sort of be subsumed by all these other companies doing their own thing, where it just becomes one of lots of different confusing methods. Or whether Apple wants to really throw themselves into this and say, we're going to own this market.
Right.
And it's, you know, not possibly too late for that.
Well, it's funny because, I'm chuckling a little bit because as far as, you know, internationally, NFC and contactless payments and things like that have been kind of a big thing, you know, outside the U.S. But in the U.S., it really, in my mind, kind of took Apple Pay to push NFC contactless payments forward. I know they were already going through with chip cards, but we still got this convoluted like chip and sign system and stuff like that. I'm talking about pure like tap to pay, tap and go kind of pay systems. They were floating around a little bit, and I think Google was playing around with them a little bit, but nothing had really taken off. And as Apple often does, you know, they come into a technology like that and they revolutionize it, they push it forward. And the minute we got Apple Pay out there, it's like suddenly Google Pay and Android Pay and Alibaba
Samsung
Pay
and yeah,
Samsung Pay and like, right. And so oftentimes Apple is falls victim to that too, right? So now what should have been just one new sort of payment platform, you know, I think Apple's vision is everybody just uses Apple Pay. But competitors jump in, and then the retailers started doing currency emergency. That's keeping colds away, right?
Yes.
doing the currency thing and that sort of
apart. What was that again, Brian? Currency? I never heard of that.
and John, just you know, that's Adam, not Brian.
Yeah.
I know. It's so really confusing.
But that fell apart, and retailers like Target and CVS and I think even Walmart, they just went forward with the same sort of system that Currency was sort of building, this QR code based system. And I think there was a report this week that Tesco in the UK is doing something similar with their own payment platform. And they want to tie it into their rewards cards, again, getting back to the cool customer tracking thing. So it's a very complex problem at retail. So again, it's just interesting to me that Apple sort of quickly solved the bank problem, you know, got a lot of deals, except, you know, again, some few markets where they're struggling a little bit, but I think they're going to get through that. Even in Australia, I think they're going to get that figured out. You know, the credit card companies were on board like almost immediately across the board. There's still some confusion with certain banks and certain cards. Like, I can't get my business cards on it through Chase for whatever reason. And I don't know what that's all about. But again, you get down to the retail point and where it's accepted and sort of in, great. But I kind of feel like, does it need to be ubiquitous? And you kind of posed a great question, John, is, you know, what does Apple consider a success with Apple Pay? At this point, I think they already feel like it's very successful. If you listen to the quarterly results call, I think, you know, Tim Cook's very, very happy with how Apple Pay's doing. To me, until I can walk into every retailer that I can walk into with my credit card and use Apple Pay, it kind of doesn't feel like a success to me from the consumer side of things, I guess. Yeah, like, I want that ubiquity. I want to know that I don't have to ask at the register and do what I'm doing now, where you take Apple Pay and they say, I don't know, or I don't, what's Apple Pay? Or like, there's some, even just some education, even at the retailers that accept it, that I think Apple needs to do to just make consumer awareness better and that consumer experience. Like, using it's great. And I've gone into places where they say they don't accept it, and I try it, and it just, you know, I'll even ask, can I just try it? And I use it, and then, and like, the cashier's surprised when it works. And like, that seems like a failure point to me.
It does.
And it seems like something that would be simple to correct with a little bit of money spent on, I don't know, training or education or supporting those retailers in some sort of way to make that experience better. And I think Apple did last week, I don't want to say it was last week, launch a program to incentivize retailers to put out like at least like the stickers and stuff that they provide that say, hey, yeah, we take Apple Pay, to sort of at least do that brand awareness so that consumers know they can use the system.
Okay, hold that thought, because I want to come back to it, but we have sponsors, so I need to jump into that real quick. And our first sponsor is GoDaddy. And GoDaddy is the web hosting and domain registrar company that's been around for years and years. They have more than 14 million customers around the world, and they're managing more than 62 million domain names. And they're pretty excited about the small business tools that they have put together to help companies create their online presence and hopefully attract more business to their shops. So what they've done is put together a system where they have 24-hour, 7-day-a-week online support. They have the tools you need to put your online presence together. And they are offering some savings for our listeners. So here's the deal. If you go to the GoDaddy website, which is GoDaddy.com, and then you use our special discount code, which is, holy crap, what is our discount code? It's TDO30. I had to make sure, I wanted to make sure you got the right discount, TDO30. The reason that 30 is on there is to make sure they know that you get 30% off the new products that you are purchasing from them. So go check that out, GoDaddy.com, and you get 30% off whatever new products you're ordering from them. And you just need to use that discount code, TDO30. And thank you, GoDaddy, for being our sponsor. And our other sponsor today is Blue Apron, and I'm glad that they've teamed up to sponsor with us again this week. What they do is offer really great food so that you don't go hungry. And they put together these really interesting meal plans every week. And when I say meal plans, I should say like menus, because that sounds nicer, and it's actually more accurate, because they're coming up with these great menus for you. So what you do is you go to their website and you look at the meals they're offering for the week. And if that's what you want, great, you're good to go. But if you see something you don't like, or you just can't eat, or maybe you're just not in the mood for that this week, whatever, they have some other options. So it's really easy to pick the food choices that you want. I love that they come up with all these fresh ingredients. They're always looking for sustainably harvested foods, so, you know, produce and meat and fish, they want to get the best that they can for us. And they want to make sure that they're being responsible about the way they get it for us too. And everything that they've been shipping out tastes really great. So it's totally worth checking out. And you can get a discount there too. What you need to do is go to the Blue Apron website, and that's blueapron.com/TDO. blueapron.com/TDO. Now, when you go to that URL and you sign up and pick out what you want for your menus, the first three meals from that first order are going to be free. So you get to save a little bit of money, and you're already saving some money compared to going to restaurants, because you're looking at $10 or less per person per meal. But use that special URL, blueapron.com/TDO. Get your first three meals off your order for free, plus you get free shipping, and their stuff tastes great. So thank you to Blue Apron for being our sponsor. Okay, so I said, hold that thought. Excuse me. And the question that I have, which is something that you were kind of poking around with, Adam, do we really need ubiquity with Apple Pay?
I guess it's what I want. Do we actually need it? And does Apple need it? Yeah, that was sort of what I was poking at, right? Is Apple, I think, really considers Apple Pay at this point to be successful. To me, it feels like what they're really relying on is folks like us in this idea, you know, hey, you know, payment transactions are up 500% year over year. So consumers obviously are responding very well to Apple Pay and want to use Apple Pay. And so I think this is how Apple likes to do things. You know, like, rather than, John talked about a little bit earlier, Apple certainly has cash on hand and money in the bank where they could throw money at this problem, right? They could go to Target, they could go to Walmart, they could go to the bigger retailers and work out a deal, some sort of revenue share. I think Apple's really adverse to doing that because I think it takes away a lot of their power and their leverage in these kinds of situations. You know, if they do a deal with Walmart, Target's going to be like, hey, we want a deal too, right? And then suddenly, like, the gravy train's open. So yeah, to approach
by it, then you've dominated. After the gravy train has arrived, you've completely controlled the market.
Or now the market completely controls you.
Yeah, I think, and it's so there's a power struggle going on. And it's the same thing that's happening with the banks, right? In Australia, they want to get this collective bargaining thing going because they don't want Apple sort of beating up one bank or the other, and different deals getting done, and it all being done in secret. And so we've seen this sort of stuff going on. So I think Apple's approach, and again, I'm a little bit frustrated from it from the consumer side of things, but I think their approach is they're hoping that consumer demand is going to sort of drive adoption. And I mean, you do kind of see that in payments with credit cards and stuff like that too, right? Amex isn't necessarily taken everywhere, and I think Amex is doing just fine. It's taken most places, but, you know, when compared to Visa or MasterCard, maybe not as much. So I...
Well, Adam... If I may intervene, my experience is that engaging with the sales clerks at the point of sale doesn't really help. They're not, you know, if asked in a formal way in some circumstances, I'm sure they'll tell their managers, yeah, I had a whole bunch of requests today. But my feeling is that that sort of gets lost in the transaction, and people who are sales clerks don't really get motivated to pass that information on, and you really right. have to go to another level. You have to kind of ask to talk to a manager and pull them aside and say, hey, look, I've been shopping here for years. I really wish you would take Apple Pay. Then you have the ear of the manager.
Yeah, and I don't think that's happening. I mean, and so again, that sort of gets to the point of maybe Apple needs to do more stuff, more outreach on the retail side and make more deals and stuff. Like, I don't know what the solution is. I kind of feel too, like, I'm not sure that a retailer at this point having or not having Apple Pay is changing consumer behavior, even for those consumers who want to use Apple Pay. A great example I can give you is you have Lowe's and you have Home Depot. And I don't even know what the situation is because I haven't tried it recently, but, you know, a while back, you could use Apple Pay at Home Depot, but not at Lowe's. And for a while, I tried to be true and be like, oh, I'm only going to go to Home Depot. But that sort of quickly fell down because convenience won out, right? It's like the Lowe's that I go to is closer than my Home Depot. And I sort of like
Home
Depot
shut down Apple Pay anyhow.
Well, and is it back? I don't remember if it's back. No. I haven't tried, you know, so they lost me when they shut it down. So I haven't even tried it again, which is why I don't know. That's just another great example of this problem, right? It's like Apple can't have that sort of thing going on because that becomes a consumer pain point. And, you know, once I was burned, I sort of just never tried it again. So there was a loss, at least for me. I don't know if I'm unusual, though, because I'm into the technology. Like, does the average consumer with an iPhone and access to Apple Pay care or not at this point? That's another question that factors into all this and goes back to, again, my point that I think Apple also needs to do some more marketing, some more education of consumers that Apple Pay is an option and that it's a better option than maybe using their credit card. And I think, John, we talked about earlier, too, there's the other confusion about retailers not all taking Apple Pay in the same way. Like another experience that I've had that doesn't make any sense to me is when you go to use Apple Pay and you are asked to sign for the purchase, right? It's like, why am I being asked to sign? This is way more secure. I've got a thumbprint authentication. Right. And it's confusing. And there's different rules for different retailers. Some require signing at a certain amount, and it's different for every retailer. So that part of the experience, I think, needs to be cleaned up as well.
And from a point of sales perspective, my view is kind of skewed because I have an Apple Watch. And it's so easy to just stand there and double-click the side button and pay. Whereas I suppose for a lot of people, it's a little bit annoying to have to pull out a phone from a purse or a pocket.
You know, it's kind of funny, John, because I don't use my Apple Watch for Apple Pay anymore. It's easier to pull my phone out of my pocket.
Yeah. And I prefer my watch. So I guess everybody's a little bit different there, too.
Yeah. All right. We're out of time, so we have to wrap up. And my takeaway from today's conversation is that credit card transactions, whether using a card or a smartphone, is just a hot mess in the United States. And it's probably not going to change anytime
soon. It's gotten worse with the chip thing, too.
Yeah.
That's a topic for another day.
So, Adam, thank you so much for being here today.
Hey, thanks for having me. This was fun.
Yeah, loads of fun. John, thank you for being here.
Hey, you're very welcome. My pleasure.
And yeah, I love having both you guys on. That was a great conversation. And thank you to GoDaddy for being a sponsor today. Head over to their website, GoDaddy.com, and use the discount code TDO30 for 30% off your order. And thank you to Blue Apron. Head over to their website, blueapron.com/TDO. Get the first three meals on your order for free, plus free shipping. And don't go hungry, because I don't want you people withering away to nothing on me. Listeners, thank you for being here. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.